Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, right to the front lines of the Russian attack and attempted genocide of Ukraine. I'll tell you, let me bring you up to date on where we are right now with some letters from the front. Russian tanks are now within 6 miles of Kiev. They're in a suburb. It would be in the equivalent in Milwaukee if they were in Whitefish Bay, coming down into Milwaukee. They are murdering civilians, Here are some notes from the front. The reports there was a Russian platoon surrendered to the Ukrainians because they said, we didn't know we were being sent here to kill Ukrainians. We like Ukrainians. There were 13 Ukrainian soldiers on a small island in the Black Sea that belongs to Ukraine. Russia has sealed off the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov. There's something like 75 ships there, even though it's international waters. There are no EU ships there right now, no NATO ships. And they demanded that the 13 soldiers surrender. The Ukrainians sent back a message that says, go F yourself. The Russians simply bombarded it and killed all 13 of them. Under the international rules of law, I'm talking about civilized country. Russia is not a civilized country anymore. You don't bombard people. You go in there and you simply arrest them. But they didn't do that. There is a report of a Ukrainian pilot who has shot down 6 Russian jets. They call him the Ghost of Kiev, the Ace of Kiev. In air combat, an ace is anybody who shoots down 5 enemy aircraft. So if you shoot down 6, you are an ace. This is the first day of combat. I'm a little skeptical that it was one guy. I'm not skeptical that the Ukrainian shot down 7 Russian aircraft. These aircraft were shot down at different locations in Ukraine, although jets go very fast. It's very, very possible. But in any event, that's what happened. 7 Russian jets shot down. Various Russian tanks and convoys blown up. The Russians are now threatening to send in paratroopers. They'll just dot the sky with paratroopers, and then they get on the ground, they'll kill civilians. Where do we go from here? President Biden gave a talk yesterday about much tougher sanctions against Russia, that we are freezing something like 80% of their assets in Europe and the United States, sanctioning the 5 biggest banks, sanctioning far more people in the inner circle, the billionaires, the thieves, the organized crime people. There are 2 things that Biden did not say, and when questioned, they have not been imposed on Russia. One of them is suspending him from SWIFT. SWIFT is the Society of Worldwide Financial Transactions. It's not a bank. It's really kind of a secure email system. something like 12,000 banks around the world, over 200 countries, and it facilitates the instant and secure and dependable, instant, secure, and dependable transfer of assets, financial transactions. The second thing that Biden confirmed is that of all the people that they are sanctioning, Putin is not one of them. He's the one guy they're not sanctioning. They're sanctioning all of his inner circle, members of parliament, but not Putin. And I want to get into right now why that is. In a nutshell, the Europeans, NATO, and the EU are not agreeing to it. I personally think, Adam Schiff thinks, that we should go ahead and do it on our own. We are the 800-pound gorilla. SWIFT is located in Belgium. And if we simply unilaterally, quote, suspend, end quote, somebody from SWIFT, but the Europeans still deal with them, it really lowers the effectiveness. On the other hand, if we did that, broke unity with Europe, Biden has done a masterful job getting Europe together and all of them are imposing sanctions. If we ever had one or two countries that said, no, we're not going to impose sanctions, that would encourage Putin to do other things, especially possibly invade NATO countries. So out of deference to keeping that unity alone, this is why Biden announced that Russia is not being suspended from SWIFT. Now, why do the Europeans not want Russia to be suspended from SWIFT? For one thing, without SWIFT access by the Russians, the Europeans can't pay Russia for the fuel they use from Russia. So you can say, okay, well, why don't you stop using Russian fuel, oil and gas? It's easy for us to say our imports from Russia and their sort of mercy imports are about 8%, but Europe imports something like 40%, almost 50. And it's just as cold in Northern Europe as it is in Milwaukee, believe me. Their industry needs it just like ours. Secondly, and this is far less noble, Russia owes billions of dollars to people in especially Austria and France, and without SWIFT, they wouldn't get paid. My feeling is if that were all it were, I'll tell you what, the U.S. just goes right in. To suspend Russian oil and gas shipments to Europe would badly hurt Russia. That's where they get their money. But on the other hand, it would come close to shutting down industry in a lot of Europe. So Biden has said, I mean, he's not going to come out and say this in a press conference. Biden has said, until we have buy-in from Europe on SWIFT, we're not suspending him. Now, how about sanctioning Putin himself? That seems like a no-brainer, and that's something the U.S. can do by itself. Russian exports of oil and gas are so important to Europe. I think we underestimate its importance. And they are holding off, and that's why Biden is holding off sanctioning Putin. Now, what does sanctioning Putin mean? Why doesn't Biden just do it on his own? And the answer is, I think what they're doing is, if Russia sets one foot in a NATO country, and by that I don't just mean France and Germany and Britain. I mean Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, the Czech Republic, Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary, Croatia, Serbia, one foot. I suspect once there's war, you suspend the other guy from everything. Right now, the only people that we've suspended from SWIFT and other things and personally sanctioned the head of state are people like Iran, North Korea. Russia has become really a diseased animal. And they are like Iran and North Korea under Putin. Not the people. The people are fine. Good people like everywhere else. This guy is a megalomaniac. He's a Hitler. He's a Hitler. Elements of the Republican Party that are dragging their party to support him are committing suicide for their party, badly injuring the United States. But if you sanction Putin, and I favor that, I also favor suspending him from SWIFT right now and making up some of these energy exports from the United States. But if you suspend Putin, the good thing about it is you would finger all of the assets he's stolen from Russia. He's reputed to be the wealthiest man in the world, wealthier than Bezos and Elon Musk. Hundreds of billions of dollars this guy has stolen. That has never been fully shown to the Russian people. It needs to be dragged out in the street by them. Just like Ceaușescu of Romania in 1988. Also, what it would do would be to freeze all his assets. Some of them are being frozen because the banks are being frozen. Those two things, suspension from SWIFT and personal sanctions against Putin, have not been done. Those are the reasons EU is not buying in. Biden wisely is trying to keep unity in the EU as long as he can, and he's done a great job. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.